This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate on Saturday passed President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan in a party-line vote after an all-night session that saw Democrats battling among themselves over jobless aid and the Republican minority failing in attempts to push through some three dozen amendments. The Senate voted 50-49, with no Republicans voting in favor, on what would be one of the largest stimulus packages in U.S. history. At the White House, President Biden said the package will provide much-needed relief to a pandemic-weary American public.
This nation has suffered too much for much too long, and everything in this package is designed to relieve the suffering and to meet the most urgent needs of the nation and put us in a better position to prevail.
The bill has to be reconciled with a House version before it can be sent to the president for his signature. The president wants the package to become law before extended unemployment benefits for Americans expire later this month. Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite cleric delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence Saturday. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani says religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians. The Vatican says Pope Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice. The 90-year-old cleric is one of the most powerful leaders in Shiite Islam. His rare but powerful political interventions have helped shape present-day Iraq. His opinions are sought by Shiites worldwide. The historic meeting in al-Sistani's humble home was months in the making, with every detail negotiated between the Ayatollah's office and the Vatican. I'm Sarah Bassett.
This is VOA.